you know, the DDPA, Durban Review, etc. Then I suggest we add the reference to the implementation of the program of activities. Thanks.
Are you talking about the current PP6 then? This is where we are. Yes. What would you suggest? We add a program of activities to the list of.
Yes.
Excellences, dear delegations, I think we are now, we now have a considered text for the preamble. I would like to suggest that we move to the second part of the draft declaration, which would be the articles of the declaration, and if you allow, I would like to propose this methodology to go through the articles. I will read the title and the content of the article, and first collect inputs and comments. General comment and inputs to the text, and we will only go through the wording, the detailed wording, where we will have collected the general comments to the proposed text. Because I think delegations would have a general assessment on the article, saying. Is it important that we have this specific paragraph? Do we need to have it at this level? If you think that this can be moved to another level, then we don't need to already go into the text when we can move the whole text to another number of the article. I would suggest that we have comments on two levels: one, general comments, and then when we agree that the article is important and it is at its right place, we can go to the wording and correct the wording. I just want to have the two categories of comments from the delegation separated into two, so that we don't have comments on the general comments and detailed comments on the wording mixed, which makes it very a bit difficult to agree and to have a consensus on a paragraph that is considered. I don't know if we agree with the proposed methodology, or if you have suggestion on this one. Thank you. We start by article, as I do not see any request for the floor. We start by article number one. that reads Article number 1, People of African Descent. This declaration applies to all the people who identify themselves as people of African descent. Self-identification for persons, populations, and communities of African descent shall be regarded as a fundamental criterion for determining the subjects of the rights recognized in this declaration. Dear participant, delegates, the floor is yours. Yes, can we consider, as I do not see any request for the floor, I can consider that the formulation, the text, the title of the Article 1 is agreeable to participants to this meeting. Can we highlight it in green, and then we will move to Article number 2. Article number 2 reads as full enjoyment of human rights. The rights of people of African descent are human rights. They are indivisible and interdependent. People of African descent have the right to the full enjoyment as a collective and or as individuals of all human rights and fundamental freedoms as recognized in the Charter of the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and international human rights law. South Africa, requesting for the floor, you have the floor. And then we'll have Panama.